Blog Talk Radio.
Tantrums in the White House. May they find ways to fill the empty bellies of their crying children. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, amen. Thank you very much, Tony, for that prayer. It's a well-needed prayer. I'm going to play some music here. We've got a caller. It's on the line. I believe it's Spencer. Okay, but we'll get to you, okay, towards the end of the show. Okay,
we love having you.
So listen to us, okay, and be blessed by the show, And we're going to go in with some more praise and worship music. Here we go. Here we go right now.
The vapor of your breath, the pain, the
The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. That's Psalms 37, verse 23. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. That's John 10, chapter 10, verse 27. So where do you need God's direction today? Where do you need the peace that comes from knowing God's will and desires for you? Thus says the Lord, our Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. Oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river and righteous like the waves of the sea. Once again, that's Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17 and 18. So ask the Spirit to direct you right now and dive into what God's Word says about your circumstances. Trust that God will speak to you perfectly because he loves you. He will make his will known to you if you ask him. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eyes upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed and bitten bridle, or it will not stay near you. Chapter 32, verse 8 and 9. So God never desires to send you out into this world on your own. He longs to establish you as a good follower of his direction. He longs to teach you how to live your life under the guidance of the Spirit and the Word. So spend time receiving fresh revelation on what it looks like to follow your Heavenly Father and receive his will. Ask him to guide you throughout your day today and teach you how to be a good follower. I hope that if you want to go for an extended reading, read Psalms 37. It will bring this devotional into light for you. Okay? Amen. Okay. All right. Well, let's get into this question. This is the most important question of your life. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because in a few moments, you will have a chance to do so. So I ask you, are you tired of walking around in dazed and confused, not knowing where to go in life, not knowing which way is up or down, or where you should go? Okay? Has success not been favored upon you? Okay? Are you suffering from depression? Okay? Okay, or maybe some sort of anxiety? Or maybe you suffer from some sort of addiction versus like alcohol or drug abuse? Okay? Or sexual immorality or gambling or overeating? You see, God can take that away from you. But guess what, folks? In order for him to do so, he's got to know you. God is not going to do anything for you if he does not know you. So I ask you, will you be willing to accept him as your Lord and Savior tonight? If so, I want you to say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you to the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Yes, okay. And, you know, what we would like you to do, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Let me repeat that again. That's area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. You see, when you press the 1 key, you will come alive. Okay, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Because right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all of His angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted Him as your personal Lord and Savior tonight. So, won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Well, I'm going to play a song here, okay? That's fitting to what we just did an altar call. So listen to the song, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
705 area code. Who we have from 705?
What you hear, what you say, this is Tony Gaga.
This is not Tony Gaga. Okay, I know Tony Gaga's voice, and this is not Tony Gaga. This is Rico. Okay, well, that was enough of that. Okay. So, anyway. Let's play some more. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see, is he come back on to say some more? Let's see, let's bring him back on. Oh, no, he decided to, decided to go away. Oh, well, unfortunately for that, okay? Okay, well, we're going to play some more music. Here we go.
Thank you.
right. Well, let's bring on 705 and see what he has to say. Hello, 705. Who do we have?
What you hear, what you say, this is Tony Gaga.
This is not Tony Gaga, okay? Who is this? All right. Okay. Well, okay, well, we're going to get into the reading, okay, the Bible reading. That's our next thing we're going to do, okay? And it's, we're going to take out where we left off, okay? We're going to be talking about Jacob's family troubles in Genesis chapter 34. And then we're going to read Psalms chapter 9, verses 11 through 14, which is wisdom, and I'm sorry, which is worship. And then we're going to read Proverbs, which chapter 3, verses 21 to 22, which is wisdom. Okay? Now, Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had become to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and violated her. His soul was strongly attracted to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the young woman and spoke kindly to the young woman. So Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, "Get me this young woman as a wife." And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his livestock in the field, so Jacob held the peace until they came. Then Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to speak with him. And the sons of Jacob came in from the field when they heard it. And the men were grieved and very angry because he had done a disgraceful thing in Israel by lying with Jacob's daughter, a thing which ought not to be done. But Hamor spoke with them, saying, "The soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter. Please give her to him as a wife and make marriages with us. Give your daughters to us and take our daughters to yourselves, so you shall dwell with us and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade in it and acquire possessions and yourselves in it." Then Shechem said to her father and her brothers, "Let me find favor in your eyes, and whatever you say to me, I will give. Ask me ever so much dowry, a gift, and I will give according to what you say to me. But give me the young woman as a wife." But the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor and his father and spoke deceitfully, because he had defiled Dinah, their sister. And they had said, "We cannot do this thing, to give your sister to one who is uncircumcised, for that would be a reproach to us. But on this condition, we will consent to you if you will become as we are. If every male of you is circumcised, then we will give our daughters to you, and you will take our daughters to us. We will dwell with you and we'll become one people. But if you will not heed us and be circumcised, then we will take our daughters and be gone." And the words pleased Hamor and Shechem the Hamor's son. So the young man did not delay to do this thing, because he delighted in Jacob's daughter. He was more honorable than all the household of his father. And Hamor and Shechem and his sons came to the gate of the city and spoke with the men of their city, saying, "These men are at peace with us. Therefore let them dwell in the land and trade in it. For indeed the land is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us as wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only on this condition will men consent to dwell with us, to be one people. If every male among us is circumcised as they are circumcised, will not their livestock, their property, and every animal of theirs be ours? Only let us consent to them, and they will dwell with us." And all who went out to the gate of the city heeded Hamor and Shechem, his son. Every male was circumcised, all who went out of the gate of the city. Now it came to pass on the third day when they were in pain that the two of the sons of Jacob, Simon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, each took his sword and came boldly upon the city and killed all the males. And they killed Hamor and Shechem, his son, with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah from Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and plundered the city because their sisters had been defiled. They took their sheep, their oxen, and their donkeys, what was in the city, what was in the field, and all their wealth, and all their little ones, and all their wives they took captive, and they plundered even all that was in the houses. Then Jacob said to Simon and Levi, "You have troubled me by making me obnoxious among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and since I'm a few in number, they will gather themselves together against me and kill me. I shall be destroyed, my household and I. But they said, should he treat our sister like a harlot? And God said to Jacob, arise, go to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to God who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother. And Jacob said to his household and all who were in him, put away the foreign gods that are among you, purify yourself and change your garments, and let us arise and go to Bethel, and I will make an altar there to God who answered me in the day of my distress and has been with me in the way in which I have gone. So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods which were in their hands, and their earrings were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the terebinth tree which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities, that they were all around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, that is Bethel, which is the land of Canaan, and he and all the people were with him. And he built an altar there and called the place El Bethel, because the God appeared to him when he fled from the face of his brother. Now in the days of Isaac were 180 years. So Isaac breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people, being old and full of days, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. Let's go into the worship. Sing praises to the Lord who dwell in Zion. Declare his deeds among the people. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who hate me, who lift me up from the gates of death, that I may tell you of all your praise in the gates and doors of Zion. I will rejoice in your salvation. That's Psalms chapter 9, verses 11, 13, and 14. Now let's go with wisdom. My son, let them not depart from the eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 21 through 22. Well, that ends today's Bible reading. I see we've got a caller, okay, that's pressed the one key. It's an unknown caller. Well, let's find out what this person might want. Hello, 111.
Hey, this is Bo. Welcome back to the show. We've been missing you the last couple of days.
Well, I've been sick. I had to go for a test today, so I've been, you know, not feeling well. So I decided to do the show tonight. I almost didn't do the show, but I decided to do it, and so I'm back.
Yeah, we're all praying that the test result come back with good results.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. So how
well,
are you
doing? Anyway, I'm... do what now?
So how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain.
That's good. That's good.
But anyway, I was just going to check in and tell you that you're in my prayers and we'll continue to be.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Unity in prayer goes a long way.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Amen.
All right. Well, you can. I'm just listening to the show. you can put me back on hold, but.
No problem, my brother. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Sure thing. Talk to you.
Okay. All righty. Well. Let's see. Let's play a little bit of more music here. Okay? Here we go.
I love you so, and you love me so.
area code 343. Okay, let me bring him on and find out who we got. Who we have on 343? Hello. Hello.
Fuck you. Fuck face.
Okay, well, goodbye. We don't tolerate that type of stuff. Okay? Okay. All right. Well, let's get into the final message. Hold on. We got another caller. Hello, who do we got from 111?
Hello, Kenny.
Hello, Pastor Kent.
How are you, my son?
Oh, I am blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
I am just going over old memories of when you would bring me coffee, my son.
Okay, well, goodbye. Okay, enough of that. Never brought you coffee. Okay, so your memories are okay, or something you created in your head. Okay, and amen to that. Okay. So, let's go with the prophetic message. This goes out to all those who need this word. God gave it to me, okay, and I'm giving it to you. The Father said today, step into your appointed time. This is the zero hour for you. No more waiting and wondering. No more having to endure the enemy's lies, as he says, hath God said. You have clung to my promises and put your expectations on my promise, and you will not be disappointed. You will not be denied. This is the sounding of a trumpet to you this day, a clarion sound of deliverance and culmination. Rejoice, says God. Cast off the grave clothes of sorrow and frustration and put on your dancing shoes and rejoice. Dance in advance, says the Father. Dance on the head of the enemy. Let the serpent's head be crushed by the confident step of one who knows I am with them. I am with you, I am in you, willing to do and to accomplish my good pleasure. Let that heart, the heart of David, bring you now into whitened fields of ripe harvest. You will gather the fruits of my promise, my handfuls and armfuls, for this is the Jubilee moment, and in you I will be magnified. Amen. Well, like I said, this goes out to those who need it. And you know who you are. Amen. All right. Okay. Okay, well, we got an area code 226. Okay, let's bring him on and see what he's got to say. Hello.
Oh, come on. You have a couple of phone calls. It fucked up the show. Your show fucked up.
I'm sorry, we don't allow cussing on the show. Okay, this is a godly show. This is not the Tony Gaga show. Okay, this is God's Rainbow Ministries. Okay? Okay, we do not cuss on this show. Okay? Unfortunately. Okay, so I'm sorry, but you're not wanted on the show. All righty. We're going to play some more music.
Battle for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it
we're going to bring on another caller. Okay. Okay, well, there's a prank caller. Another prank caller. Okay, let's see who we got here. Another prank caller. Okay, well. Okay, thanks for all the prank callers. Let's bring back on this one here. I think this is Pastor Kent. Oh, no. I guess he left. Okay. Oh, well, anyway, we're getting ready to get down to the nitty-gritties. We're getting down to the end of the service, okay? And, okay, I guess we've had all our callers. It's going to push the one key.
Hey, Ken, why don't we shut down the children for the night?
Yes. Yeah, the children need to be shut down.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so give us a closing prayer there, Tony, yeah?
No, I had something written for you, Ken, and now I can't find it. Here we go.
Oh.
Here we go.
Okay.
I want to give peace and joy to all your listeners tonight, Lord. And now, on a more personal and kind of more selfish note, Lord, please give Ken the strength to handle whatever you have planned for him, be it good or bad. Let him know that he has real friends to support him and that he has me by his side through good or bad. And with your love and words of wisdom, we will come through. For with love and prayer and wonderful new technology, we will survive. And all is possible. In your name we pray.
Amen. Thank you very much, Tony. That was a beautiful prayer.
You
Amen.
Know, you know I love you, babe.
Yes. Love you, too. Oh, we got a caller. Let's see what they have to say. Hello. You're on the air. Hello? Okay, goodbye. All right. Anybody, we're getting ready to go off the air. If you want to press the one key, you want to say anything, here's your chance to do so. Otherwise, we're going to shut it down for the night. Okay? If you press the one key, if you want to talk. If not, okay. God bless you. Okay.
Announcements for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. Okay, tomorrow night we're going to have prayer, praise, and worship service. It starts at 8:00 p.m. Central Standard Time. I hope to see you all there. We're going to have lots of great praise and worship music. Okay, we're going to have a devotional, a Bible reading, and a prophetic message. Okay, so I hope to see you all there. Okay, oh, we got a caller, okay? Okay, let's take this caller. Oh, I don't know what happened. Okay, I went to click on it and...
Put those children to bed, I told you.
Okay, yeah, okay, here we go. Hello?
Bigger.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's what I got to say. Okay, we've got people who want to call into a godly show and spew racist thoughts. Okay? That is just ungodly.
Well, not only that, but that was the reason God's Rainbow Ministries stopped the callers in the first place. And it can happen again.
Yeah.
We're not going to put up with caller after caller after caller being silly. That's not what the show's here for. If you don't want to hear the God's Word, if you don't want to hear it, go to another channel. Go listen to something else. We don't call you in and we don't ask you to be here if you don't want to be. We want you here because we want to spread the word. That is Ken's mission. That's what he enjoys doing in life. That's not what you're here for. Go away. Have a good time. But quit calling, because if it keeps happening, we're going to stop taking callers. Then you can just call in and listen to the word, listen to the music, and enjoy yourselves. Peace.
Amen. All righty. Well, God bless you all, and I hope to see you here back again tomorrow night. Okay? Good night. Bye-bye, all.
Laters.